Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Well, what an exciting day we have ahead of us right here. This is, you've joined us for Men's Division 3, which is about to kick off. We've not heard the 4-minute cannon yet, but we're waiting on it avidly. So, lined up today, we have Queens M2, Clare M2, St. Cat's M2, Emma M2, Hughes Hall M1, Selwyn M2, Peterhouse M2, Maggie M3, Robinson M2, First and Third M3, Trinity Hall M2, Magdalen M2, Fitzwilliam M2, Churchill M2, Girton M2, Emmanuel M3, and King's M2 and the sandwich boat will be Queen's 3.
The one that the start cannon even has just gone, and I'm watching Queen's 2 row down towards me. Like I said, really nicely set this row. They're looking very powerful. They've got really good strokes as they come on up to the first post corner where I'm standing. They're followed by Clare 2. Quite a lot of splash from the Clare side, but it's all right. Queen's 2 really pulling away. They're just holding station. They are pulling all the way. There's now perhaps two boat lengths. They've extended it from the 1.5 boat length lead that they have when they start off from their starting position. Clare 2 go past me, looking good, pulling away from St. Pat's 2, who have got a good 1.5 boat lengths, holding station from Emma 2. Emma 2 coming close into the bank round first post corner, and Hughes Hall 1 catching up. There's maybe just a third of a boat length between them, if that even. They're going to be bumping at some point around the gut before grassy corner, I would imagine. We'll go to M for that in a second. And then Selwyn 2, well, they're a long way behind. There's three boat lengths between Selwyn 2 and Hughes Hall 1. Peterhouse 2, well, they're holding station, those two boats. Maggie 3 are, again, away behind them. And I'm going to throw down to you. Can you see the first division coming round to you on grassy corner?
I can indeed. I can see Queens coming past. Beautiful rowing right there. They're taking a wonderful line. That's Queens M2 around grassy corner. Looking so strong. You can hear the crowd calling for them. There's a big Queens contingent here. They're followed by Clare. They're holding them away, though. It's about 1.5 minutes. Clare are taking a very, very tight corner around there. I hope they make it round. Their blades on stroke side just about missing the canal boat. Supreme coxing there. Excellent work from them. Coming up behind them, we have St. Cat's M2, and I have to say that Clare are absolutely leaving them behind. Can confirm that Hughes Hall M1 have bumped up on Emma M2 just around first row corner, and they pulled to one side, obviously, to let the remaining crews go by, so that was a fast bump for Hughes Hall, and they'll be very pleased with that. Hughes Hall M2 obviously also bumped very soon earlier today. That's good for them. Selwyn M2 are just coming round. They're looking very strong, not racing very highly, but pushing hard and looking steady. And they are holding off Peterhouse M2 behind them. So it's not looking like there'll be any action there. But they're both taking excellent lines around the corner and looking very, very good. So following them, it's Maggie 3. They're not gaining on Peterhouse M2, so it's not looking like there'll be anything there. They'll probably do a solid roll, but it looks like there's been another bump higher up. And it seems that first and third M3, the dense boat has bumped up onto Robinson M2 very quickly. So that's a bump for Robinson M3. For first and third M3 onto Robinson M2. It's what they were hoping for, I happen to know. So, Hannah, what can you see round a distance?
Well, I just saw Queen's M2 steam past me, and it doesn't look like Clare M2 are going to be giving them a lot of trouble. When they were going past me, there was at least a length and a half between them, and in between Clare and St. Cat, there's more than three lengths. They've got a very, very long way to go to catch them up. I can't see that there's going to be any more bumps up here. Selwyn again, very long way behind Cat's M2. Is anything going on at Grassy, Emma?
Yes, but I'm just watching Magdalen M2 row past me at the moment. They're holding Fitz M2, so it's not looking like there's going to be any action now. Then we'll see as we come into the long reach. Magdalen rowing very well, it has to be said. Catches all together, looking quite fat, looking very steady. Fitz slight rock in there, but you know they're doing all right. Further down the division, closer together, I can see Emma M3, which means, in fact, that Girton M2 will have bumped up onto Churchill M2. So I'm going to call back to you, Anthony, that Girton M2 will have bumped onto Churchill M2, because in front of me now is Emma M2, followed by Queen's M2, and behind them are Queen's 3, who are actually looking very, very strong as a sandwich boat. So, Hannah, coming back to you, what can you see? Dixon?
Well, I've just had Selwyn and Peterhouse go right past me, followed by Max. It doesn't look like there's going to be any bugs anytime soon there. I'm now waiting to see what looks like first and third coming up behind them. But there's quite a long distance between those two. Nothing going on here. Don't think going on
I'm on a long reach here, and I have the Queen's 2 boat in front of me now. After probably a mile and a half of racing, they've pulled out a quarter of a length over the Claire 2 crew behind them. So Queen's 2 looking good for a rollover, Claire 2 looking good for a rollover. Behind that we have Cat's 2 looking good for a rollover, but not particularly fast. I guess the only battle on the course may potentially be between Peterhouse 2 and Selwyn 2, but it's not that close. So what did you have back with you, Hannah?
Well, I'm in quite an interesting situation just here. It looks like Maudlin and M2 are having a bit of trouble from Fitz. There's about a bow length between them. It looks like Fitz might be able to catch them up. Fitz looking very strong, taking a nice line around this in corner. But behind them, Emma doesn't look like they're going to be giving them any trouble. Ed, have we got anything more? Oh, Ed, have we got anything more where you are?
Well, on the long reach, we do now have Selwyn 2, Peterhouse 2, Alan Bixby, 3 coming past me, all looking good for rollovers. Even though slightly more now between Selwyn and Peterhouse. All the crews pushing on, showing reasonably good technique as they come down towards me, although the Peterhouse crew seem to be slapping the waves slightly with their oars as they push backwards, so not the best technique from them. What about the back of the manor?
We just had a bump here at Dixon. I can confirm that Queen's M3 have bumped up on King's M2. There was an epic fight right round Dixon corner, and we've just seen it happen. The King's Cox put a hand up in the air to concede the bump, and they're both pulling over to the side. Absolutely fantastic bump here. I can confirm that Queen's M3, who will be very pleased with themselves. The sandwich boat has managed to bump up further up into division. Ed, is anything more going on with you?
Well, yes, so first and third three have bumped up on Robinson 2 in the middle of the division, which means the next boat to me after LNBC is Trinity Hall 2. Now, what's very interesting about this boat is that Trinity Hall 2 are very distinctive, very...
Go on, first and third!
Except one of these boats has a white blade. So you've got 7 black blades and 1 white blade at position number... I'd say position 4 in the boat, so in the middle of the boat. But it is very interesting as it comes towards you, because obviously boat clubs are very consistent in the way they put their blades together. If you want me to talk about racing and not colour coordination, then we have Maudlin 2 and Fitz 2 behind that. But again, I'd say they have probably a length and 3/4 between the two crews. And then behind that, some distance behind, although I suppose not the 6.5 lengths behind that they would have started, are Emma 3, who has probably closed the gap to about 2.5 lengths on Fitz 2. Now, in men's division 3, we wouldn't expect to see an overbump, and we're not going to see an overbump, but it is notable that Fitz either have given up the chase for the day on Maudlin, which they shouldn't have done, because they are probably on station, actually, a length and a half. They've got very close to the inside of the long reach here, actually, taking the shortest line around this little kink, but they nearly hit the bank on the inside. But yeah, it looks like there's going to be a lot of rollovers, so if you want to recap the bumps they saw, who saw Emma 2 in the versus Hughes Hall?
Yes, you want to come to me, Ed? So, I can run through the results as we have them so far. Queen's M2 rode over at the top, as did Claire M2 and St. Cat's M2. Hughes Hall M1 bumped up onto Emma M2 just after the first post corner, so it was a speedy one for them. Selwyn 2 rode over, Peterhouse M2 rode over, and Maggie 3 rode over, as far as we know. First and third 3 bumped up onto Robinson M2, again, just after first post corner, so that's a strong result for them. Trinity Hall 2, Maudlin 2, and Fitz 2 all rode over. Girton 2 looks like they bumped up onto Churchill 2, which is before first post corner, so that must happen very quickly. I can see the Girton boat coming round as we speak, actually. Emma M3 rode over, and the sandwich boat, Queen's 3, bumped up onto King's 2. So they'll be rowing in this division tomorrow morning, and that's a fantastic result for them. So back to you, Ed.
Okay, well, just watching the boats as they go under the railway bridge, MS3 look to be on the same sort of planet as the three boats, Trinity Hall 2, Mortland 2 and Fitz 2, rowing over in front of them. All four are going to row over. The label is feasibly given that Trinity Hall, Mortland and Fitz all started the same distance apart and MS3 were a lot further behind. But, of course, there'll be no consolation to MS3, who won't get blades this year, as they've, well, fallen at the very first hurdle on day one because Burton 2 bumped up in Churchill 2. Anyway, we got a results update in about 5 minutes, and I think it does call, but for now, back to you in the studio. Queens 2 rode over at the head and will have the opportunity to move into Division 2 in just over an hour's time. Clare 2 roll over, Cats 2 roll over, Hughes Hall bump up on Emma 2, very early that was, Hughes Hall having a lot of high quality rowers, moving their way up through the May Bumps rankings. Selwyn 2 roll over, Peterhouse 2 roll over, LMBC 3 roll over, first and third 3 bump, Robinson 2 at first post, so Trinity Hall 2 rode over behind that, Magdalen 2, a slower crew than Trinity Hall 2, rode over behind that, Fitz 2 roll over, you're beginning to get the picture, but nope, Girton 2 bumped up on Churchill 2, MS3 rode over. And then at the back, Queen's 3 did manage to bump into this division. So whereas the Queen's boats were sandwiching Division 3 today, they will not be sandwiching Division 3 tomorrow because Queen's have established themselves at the expense of Kings.